Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to... Hello. Take your seats, please. Hello, everybody. Thank you for coming. Hello, everybody. I want to thank you for joining me here again on another evening for Horizon Oracle Journeys. I am Kevin Baird, and I am the host of Walking on the Sidewalk, and I am the creator of the Horizon Oracle Journey deck. So, today is August 24th, 2012, and it's a beautiful day. We're moving into the fall season, getting ready for the harvest, that kind of stuff. So people are making plans for the school year, what's coming up for Thanksgiving, Halloween, Christmas, that kind of thing. So where are we going? There's like plans for college and what the new fiscal year is going to bring, because businesses, some of the businesses around there center themselves around the government, and the fiscal year for the government is coming up, the end of it is coming up in October. So things to focus on. So I am going to jump straight into the information that's coming through. And the first card that's up is the agreement card, and it's associated with the time 242. And that's in the reversed position. Okay, 242. And the title for this card is Agreements. And if you go to my website over at templeofgaia.com/horizon_oracle, it'll jump into the page where all the cards are listed by order by the times. So the time associated with this card is 242, and that's in the reversed position. Reversed cards, as I read them, are messages about the people, situations, and things that are happening around us. So with the agreements card being in the reverse position, it's talking about people who are in a position to make an agreement about something. And it could be people in government. It could be people associated with our families, businesses, that kind of stuff, are going to be making agreements around us. And once they get their energy flowing, because agreements lead to progress and compromise and, codependency sometimes, where it's like we need each other to be able to survive. It can also be talking about the election that's coming up also. So this is stuff that we need to be watching for. And I read for like the next 90 seconds to like 90 days out. So this reaches on up into November, which is the first week of November is the election week. So interesting information coming through about that. And then the next card that's up is the 707 card. And this card is titled Busy. And it's in the reversed position also. 707 reversed. And it shows someone who's jumping from one bed where they're sleeping to the next bed, which is on the back of a truck. And the truck is moving along at a fast pace. Now, I designed this image to be one to where it's saying that this individual was in such a hurry that they don't have time to start their car. They don't have time to wait for the bus at the bus stop. They need to catch the next available means of transportation that is ready once they're up out of bed, dressed, and ready to jump at it. So the two cards working together, the agreements card reversed and the busy card in the reverse position, talks about how this is very good stuff, where it's so busy. It's almost like everybody's been holding their breath. the government, the world, the people, the politicians, people looking for jobs, waiting for the jobs to happen. This says that there's something that's going to be coming up that's going to be so quick, and the agreements are going to happen to where things can start getting so busy that just everybody starts prospering and doing better than what we have been so far. So let's see, going on to the next image, that's straight away, it's the between card, and it's associated with the time 4:47, and that's in the reversed position also, it's facing away from us. And again, it's talking about people, situations, and things that are happening around us. So the between card shows someone who's crossing from one place, crossing over a great chasm where they had dropped a piece of wood, a plank, a plywood, some kind of little slat of wood, that they can walk across this chasm into this new place, this new land, this new world. And the person sort of looks like they're dancing across this little plank. And they're holding a bag of money in one hand, and it looks like they're dancing with their other foot and the other arms up in the air. It's like, la, 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 wonderful day, fantastic kind of things. So this card shows the people around us transitioning from where they were, a place that may not have been too good, with a little bit of money that they have, not enough to where they have to carry it in two hands, but transitioning from where they were into a better place, moving from where we were into this other place. And once the people around us start getting things going, and these are like customers, clients, potential employers, once that stuff starts flowing, then that says that things are going to start flowing for us too. So more jobs are going to be out there, more opportunities, people around us are going to be happier because, you know, people who are busy aren't crabby, and they don't spend a lot of time complaining because they're focused on the things that they have to get done. You know, got to get the job done, the boss is counting on me, or my customers, my clients are counting on me, that kind of thing. This is very important. So it looks like the next 3 months is going to be a transitional, pivotal, crazy time to where things go from being bleak and drab and dreary and like, oh my God, what am I going to do? It's like there's no jobs out there and the politicians act like they don't know what they're doing. How do I fix this? What am I going to do? Oh my gosh, I have to fix the world. No, you don't. Because the people around us are going to make things a lot better because of the positive things that have transitioned. And I see it really happening in like the next 45 days, happening really, really quickly. So the next card that's up, and it's going to be companion to the between card, which was the 4:47 in the reverse, the next card that's up is the 5:37 card. 5:37, and it's not reversed. This one is facing towards us. And the title for this card is the measuring card. It talks about how people are looking at us based on how they knew us. If you look at the image, it shows someone who's holding up a piece of paper or a photograph or a picture or something that has an image of someone, and it sort of looks like us. If you look at the image there, it shows us with our hands on our hips. But here, they're looking at this image where we have one hand up in the air and one arm down, and we're wondering, oh, this is how we were then. It's not how we are. And if you look in the background of this card, for the measuring card, and it's associated with the time 5:37, it shows like this big hole that has begun, and that it shows a roadway or a pathway that's heading towards that. So it looks like a big rip in the fabric of this reality. And it almost looks like the thing that the person is holding in the measuring card could be a patch that could plug that hole and prevent things from changing. because they don't want to face change. They want things to stay how they were. And not really sure how that's helpful, because if they've not been going anywhere, if nothing's been working, then why let it continue? You see what I'm saying? How can you continue that? So the other image of the person that's there, has their hands on their hips, is really ready for this person who's holding up the template that's associated with how things were known to throw that sucker down and to move on. And that we can sometimes be in that position to where we're holding up the template of expectations, where we are looking at all the people in front of us, and it could be new people that are in front of us, and that we are comparing these new people because of their mannerisms that are close to someone that we've known in our past, and that we will sort of like put the identity of someone that is long lost in our past and should be long lost in our past, and that we are now looking at the vibration of this new person that's in front of us and seeing a similar vibration. And that we are measuring the people that are in front of us, and they could be new people that are in front of us. We are measuring them according to the people of our past. When the measuring card comes up, it's a message that says to take people at face value. Don't compare them to how you've known people in the past. No matter how familiar this person, this new person, this stranger is in your life now, no matter how familiar they seem, that they seem like this person that you've known in your past or that we've known in our past, to take them at face value and trust that the universe has put this person in your face, in front of you, to help you progress forward into your new reality. You can't let it beat you down. You can't let your memories make you a prisoner. And also, for you guys who are listening to this in archive, the messages that are coming through are relative for you as well. So if you're listening to this 3 months from now or 3 years from now, and I read for the next 90 days roughly in the messages that I give, then 3 years from now, which would be 2015, for you guys that need to do the math on the fingers, that kind of stuff, it would be September, October, November 2015, that these are the things that you can expect to see. Or if it's in January, March, April, May, then these are the things that you can plan to see as well. So there are agreements that are made. This reading is not specifically set about the election that's coming up in November 2012. It's about things where people make agreements. If you go back to the original information, it's about where people make agreements, these people that are around us, that influence everybody else that's around them as well. So, listening into it in archive, and that you can go back to the Main Street Universe website, and I will post a web page in there that's associated with today's date, which is August 24th, 2012, and that you can go and follow along with this archive version of this reading, and that you can look at the cards that I've drawn. And makes it a little handier, so the people who are listening in archive are a little, you know, more convenient. It's a little more convenient for them because they get to see the images straight away, where you guys who are listening now live have to go and just, you know, go to the Temple of Gaia website and then click on the Horizon Oracle card, or just go to templeofgaia.com/Horizon_Oracle. Okay, so the next card that's up is the Puzzles card. And that is associated with the time 1019. And that this card is facing us. 1019 is facing us. And it shows an individual who is sort of thinking about all the things that could be happening around them, or seeing the things that are happening around them and trying to make sense of it all. And they're thinking about this thing and that thing and this thing and that thing and this and that and this and that and this and that kind of thing, going back and forth, being very busy with the things that they're thinking about, and that they're looking to the left almost like they see a group of people or an individual already acting on something, taking action on something that they might feel like they are behind on making a decision about, or maybe feel like they're hesitating, or that they should maybe just wait to see what somebody else is going to do. These are, you know, the complications that are associated with this and that card. So, going back and looking at the measuring card and how we were looking at the people around us and comparing them to people that we've known in the past, it's saying that maybe we can take help or a hint from someone who is already doing something and maybe follow their lead. And then maybe we'll get the understanding of it. So with the puzzles card following the measuring card, it shows that we are not going to be alone in how we look at the world around us and how other people are working with the same thing. And that, you know, it's always good to, like, compare notes to, you know, feel better about something that we're doing, so we can go into it, together. It's like two minds are better than one. So the next card that's up is the 203 card, 203, and that's not reversed either. And this is the haunted card. It shows two people sort of like shaking hands or holding hands or something, and they're under a cloud. In the center of the image shows a grave with a tombstone with R.I.P. on it. Rest in peace. There are two flowers that are in the center right beside the grave, and that the flowers are leaning towards the people. And then on the left-hand side of the image shows an individual with wings. And it sort of looks like this person might have died and turned into an angel. The haunted card is a message about how we are out of a situation that we were so sure that we were going to be able to complete. Finish the project, finish the process, bring the situation to closure, have an end, be done, move on, that kind of stuff. Where here in the haunted, this is something, a project or a process that is still ongoing, but we were pulled out of it. Either we were laid off out of it, we were fired out of it, we were kicked out of it, we got cut off from it, we moved away from it. And it can be about relationships where, you know, we have intimate connections with other people and that we just had one more thing that we needed to say to them that might have made the situation be better. Or back on the job where you're working on a project, a scientific project, you know, building something. You were in the middle of the team and everything was flowing right. You had all these plans, these ideas, and this was going to happen, that was going to happen. And then something happened and the funding ended up getting cut and half of us got laid off. And we're looking back at the people that are still there and they're having to pick up the slack. I'm sure we can get in there and help them with that slack. But we probably wouldn't get paid for it. But do we care? The thing is that we may not care if we got paid for it or not, because our passion and our drive was so invigorating that we would do this for free. Getting paid is nice too, but we would do this for free as well. So when the haunted card comes up, it's talking about how it's okay to let someone else finish up the project, and that we did as much as we were supposed to do on it. And this goes back to what I was talking about before with the measuring card, where here the reality has changed, everybody has changed around us, but we're looking at the template of how everybody was acting and how they should still be acting, with the haunted card coming up saying, oh no, you're done with this, it's time to let someone else deal with it, or it's time to move on to a new situation. This says that we have some reprogramming to do, we have some recapitulations to do. You know, if you look at some of the philosophies out there about how you have memories, ideas, dreams, memories about how something was and that you didn't have closure or you don't feel good about it or something, and being haunted about it, this thing runs again and again in your mind about how if you only had the time to finish this, if you only had the time to finish this, and you can't focus on the things that are in front of you. This is talking about saying to be in the now. What's done is done. You can't go back and work on anything in the past. You need to be ready to let either other people handle it or to be ready for the next thing that's coming up. And going back to the puzzles card, it's saying, it's telling us, because the card is facing us, it's saying that we need to watch and follow other people's leads. We need to watch and see what other people are doing and try and get in a harmony and a rhythm for what they're doing. And also, if you guys are listening in archive, that you can go back to the website, which is mainstreetuniverse.com, and then click on the Horizon Oracle card, and it will jump you to a page link that will reconnect you to the broadcast image, or yeah, the broadcast, I guess, file for this show for today, August 24th, 2012. But then it will also list the images for the cards that I've drawn today as well. So the next card that's up is the awareness card, and it's facing us. And the time associated with that is 9:30. In this card, in this image, it shows someone, it really shows a pair of eyes and with like a starburst that's occurring between the eyes. And that I really designed around the third eye image, where we have that clair vision, that spiritual sight. Once we move on from the haunted message into the awareness card, it is saying that we need to pay attention to our intuition and go with our gut, because it looks like some of the rule books out there are going to have to be rewritten. Like how we used to do things have changed, especially looking at the measuring card. Now we're looking at the awareness card, having to just go with our intuition. What makes sense? If it looks stupid, everybody else agrees that it's stupid, you know, based on facts, scientific stuff, that kind of thing. And not that once something like that happens, you know, like the female body shuts down all the processes and you don't have to worry about that. No, we got to look at this realistically, logically, that once, you know, if this doesn't make sense, and just because someone says it is and that they might be the authority and it doesn't make sense, that we have to question that now. Because it's like they used to be, you know, in the know, but really we have to Google it now, because who can we trust? Might as well trust Google. So looking at the awareness card, you really have to use your intuition, your third eye, your gut to help you make decisions, help us make decisions, because the card is facing us, about the things that are about to unfold. And I read for like the next 90 seconds, as I was saying, to like the next 90 days out. So these are the things that we can expect to see. Now, the next card that's up is the debris card. And it's associated with the time 401. 401. And it's in the reversed position. And this card shows someone who is taking out the trash, taking out the rubbish and disposing of it. And this is some smelly trash, some smelly garbage. And I'm looking at the awareness card and the debris card in the reverse position. And again, cards that are reversed are about the people, situations, and things that are around us. There's a lot of information that's coming through right there. I'm just slowing down a little bit to see if Spirit has any more to share. It can be garbage that is, you know, that people are dragging around with them. Emotional garbage, baggage, frustrations, that kind of thing. And looking at the awareness card, these two cards working together, it's pretty heavy-duty information because it talks about people that are around us in sort of like a duress or a frustration, feeling sort of like done with everything. They were sort of holding on to this thing. It's like holding on to, you know, that old piece of steak or something, and it's been in there for 3 weeks, and you spent so much on it, but you're only able to eat half of it, and you don't want to throw the rest of it away because it costs so much or something, or some kind of spoilable material. This talks about people throwing out stuff that they should have thrown out a long time ago. So now a little more detail is coming through. It's saying that we are the first wave, and that you are the first wave. If you are listening to this in archive, you are in the first wave for the people who will follow behind you. And these people who will be following behind you will sort of like be at a loss, because once they've thrown everything away, the floor is clear, the back porch is clear, the trash cans are empty, and there's nothing left to throw out, what is there left to do? So they're going to be looking for something to do. And this is where they come to you. And that this can be just a single individual who's going to say, hey, I need your help with this. I'm frustrated about this. I don't know what to do about this. I don't care anymore. And this is something that they should care about, but looking forward kind of care about, not looking to the past, to something that they should have been able to fix or repair. It's looking forward. So this talks about you having to help someone else deal with their garbage, their own garbage, and being okay with it. So the next card that comes up is the obstacles card. And it's associated with the time 751, 751. And that card is facing us. And this card shows someone who's trying to break into a container that appears locked, and you can see through it, you can see into the container, and that you can see that there is a key on the inside of this container. And this card, again, is called Obstacles. And here this person is trying to break open something that they should have a key for, to get into something that is holding a key that can open something else that's not in the frame, that's not in the picture or the image. But they know that because it's a key, it has to be helpful for something. But what? They're trying to find a way to pry it open. When this card comes up, it talks about being careful what we're trying to tap into that we feel is a source or a solution. If you can't open it right away, then maybe it's supposed to stay that way, and that we should work with something else. Or that if you don't have the key for it, it doesn't look like it takes the key, it's definitely locked, then it's not something that we should take a tool that we've known how to use before in the past to open things. When we come upon new obstacles that appear to be, you know, a challenge to open or get past, every opportunity has a doorway, has a gateway, has an opening. And the thing is to not go into it with a bat or a machine gun or a big knife or a big crowbar or something of that craziness kind of sense. But to go into it cautiously, slowly, and see what it can teach us. Because every challenge that we happen upon, we learn things from. And the things that we've done in the past are connected to the things that we are doing in the now. So I've talked about the threads of the things that are related to the people that we've known from in the past, and how somehow the people that are in front of us have a similar thread or vibration that makes us sort of want to judge the people, the new people that are in front of us, as we've known the people in the past. With the obstacles card, we are to just take our time and wait for the solution to the problem to present itself. It could be a time release thing. It could be a time lock. It could be waiting for the moon to be in the right position or something. The challenges of the obstacles is to teach us and to help us learn how to overcome this situation, and that we can take it on as a tool that can help us in future challenges and situations. And we were just leaving the debris card in the reverse position. This is us working with the people around us. It's us trying to help solve the obstacles or get past the obstacles that other people are dealing with, where we are just dealing with other people's garbage and trash and everything. And we get inspired because of how we helped the other people. We can sort of like now help ourselves with the obstacles card. So this is something that's saying that once you help the people around you who invite you to help them with the garbage that's in their life, you will gain something from helping those people. So if you get invited to go and help somebody with something that seems to be a little bit like, you know, drama, you know, garbage, junk, that kind of stuff, and it's not something that you really want to face, buck up, be a tough person, and try and go and help this person, even though you may not know anything about what it is that they're struggling with. Just go there and listen, and you will see that there's something that you can help with, even though you may feel like there's nothing that you can help with right now. You can definitely help in the situation. So the next card that's up here is the lessons card, and it's associated with the time 9:27. Interesting card to show up there, 9:27, and it's in the reverse position. And this is a heavy duty card. Again, it's associated with the time 9:27 for you guys who are following along live over there on the templeofgaia.com/horizon_oracle. The lessons card shows two people watching another person juggling handguns. They're juggling handguns. And the other thing about the readings that I do is that I read for like 2 weeks ago to 90 seconds from now to like 90 days out. And the juggling of the handguns it's a message about people, because the card is facing away from us, it's about the people, situations, and things that are around us. And the person is juggling the handguns. I think you guys heard in the news, or if you haven't heard yet, or that you're listening into it in an archive, you can think back to today's date, where there was something that happened at the Empire State Building in New York City, to where a gunman was shot by the police because of some kind of employment situation, to where the guy was has been unemployed or was laid off from the company about a year ago, and because he had a tiff or had a frustration with one of the employees who were still working for the company, he came up and shot them. This is saying that, very, very interesting, the information that's coming through, and I'm trying to tell you guys about it, is that the things that I've been talking about so far in the reading are going to be happening like this week, where I said agreements are going to be made, and then you just have to go back and listen to the archive of this. But with this card showing up in the reverse position, it talks about people taking risks and other people watching. And I set up this image of the person juggling the handguns to show that some people would be willing to take extreme risks to draw attention to themselves. Now, I didn't design this card to be one to where it would talk about someone going crazy with a handgun or whatever and doing something that would be bad for other people or not hurtful. This can also be about people going and riding their motorcycles or their bicycles up over like high jumps or something and then landing in a tree or running into a garage or just taking risks that aren't really necessary, but they want to show that they're different somehow. They're trying to draw attention to themselves. If this card were facing us, then this would be something that we would be facing. But because this card is facing around us, it's about the people, situations, and things that are happening and have happened within the last 2 weeks and plan to see within the next 90 days kind of stuff. But because this has happened today, this is saying that the things that I've talked about in today's reading, we can start to see happen over the next 2 weeks, if not week, if not days. Like, we could see a lot of it happen probably over the weekend. So this is like a heads up. It's sort of like an event card. Funny. Now, the next card that's up is the Clues card, and that's associated with the time 321, and it's in the reversed position. Heavy duty. It shows an individual who's bent over looking at a note or a piece of paper on the ground. And it's about I work with a spirit guide, and her name is Stacy. And she says that it's about the reveal. It's about the reveal, or something's about to be revealed. So I'll make sure that I'm making a note about that. This, I think, is just the tip of the iceberg. This situation that happened today with that shooting, because of the lessons card coming up in the reverse position, and now the clues card coming up in the reverse position, says that we are going to see a domino effect. Like the guy who did the shooting and is now dead because the police shot him, there's going to be people who are going to be tied to this guy that are going to be pulled out of the woodwork. Not jumping out of the woodwork, but being pulled out of the woodwork. And it looks like that there could be something like, you know, controversy. Or it could be something else for the newspapers, to where something had been hidden from a group, an organization, society even, that had been hidden for some time. And these clues are going to be a part of a chain reaction, a domino effect from that thing that happened today. Now, the next card up, because I want to get a little more information about this, is the advertising card. And it's associated with the time 11:55. And it's in the reversed position. Now, all the cards are coming up in the reversed. We had some that were facing us, and now we have some that are in the reversed. And the advertising card, if you guys are following along live, scroll down to like 11:55, and then you can see an individual whose body looks like it's a battery. It has like one of those energy signals, then it has a plus sign and a negative sign, and it shows a person waving their hands and their feet and their head back and forth and just like, look at me, look at me, look at me. It says that this is, the message about this card is someone who's trying to get attention. Like, look over here, I have to show you this. Look over here, I have to show you this. Look over here, I have to show you this thing. Look, look, look. And there's a name that's associated with that. And I'm getting Robinson, Robiso, right, Robin? Robinson. And that there's an H, like it'd be H Robinson or something, or it could be H and Robinson. Taking my breath. So I think that this person, this Robinson person, or this H person, or the H name that's associated with the Robinson, has some kind of breathing issue or some kind of lungs issue or something. And these are the things that we can watch for in the news. The Horizon Oracle Journeys, the Walking on the Sidewalk show that's every Friday, I give a state of the universe. I give things that we can plan to see happen over the next 90 days. And I'm also taking readings in the room for anybody who's interested in doing that as well. And someone is saying, isn't this the man who did the shooting NYC today? I can't remember. It might be. And that I might have heard his name on the news, but I can't remember right off. But that's the name that's coming to me right now. But the Robinson that's associated with the time 11:55 is someone else who's going to come out. So if the shooter was Robinson, then there's going to be another Robinson, or that there's an H Robinson or something that's going to come through or come out or be in the newspaper or be interviewed or advertised or something like that. And I know that they were some kind of clothing line. It was like a Haza or something like that. I forget. But it looks like the information that's coming through today, crazy, crazy stuff, because I was also being shown the information about the hurricane that's about to hit Haiti as well. That just like all kinds of stuff is going to be going on. A lot of things spinning, a lot of storms everywhere. Some are personal and some are actual, like meteorological. So watch for that. The next card that's up. Okay. I'm looking at the other friend who's talking about they have not seen the news yet today. The next card that's up is the planning card, and that's associated with the time 9:49, and that's reversed also. And this talks about changes, plans, processes, things that people are going to have to start doing now because of X, Y, or Z has happened. Planning. And the planning card shows a window, a framed window with four panes, and that you can see mountains, and you can see a roadway, and you can see a road sign that sort of shows a road on the sign itself, and just talks about planning. But talks about the people around us because the card is facing away from us. It talks about the people around us now having to make plans. But if you guys remember back to the beginning of the show here, the first card that was out, the significanter or the significant or whatever, it was the agreement card, and it was facing away from us, associated with the time 2:42. These are people who signed a petition, signed a paper, signed a contract, signed an agreement or something that's going to influence the people that are around us and around them. So with the planning card, this talks about things changing and new plans for new situations coming up. Now, the next card that's up, I'm looking at what someone has written. Is there any way to speak louder? I have turned everything off in my home, and the volume is punched up way high. My ear is glued to the speaker. I'm sorry, I'm speaking into the microphone. Normally, it could be a problem with Blog Talk. We've been having a problem with that lately, but I apologize. And that you can I apologize, but you can go back and listen to it in archive in about 24 hours. I'll have the images up, and then you can re-listen to the show again there. So I, you know, apologize on behalf of Blog Talk for the quality of the sound not being the best that it can be, but I'm speaking as loudly as I can here. The next card that's up, working with the planning card, is the View card, V-I-E-W, and it's associated with the time 9 o'clock, and it's reversed also. And this is just absolutely crazy, because it shows the image of a light bulb that has become broken, that is in a light socket in the ceiling with a little pull string, a little pull chain right there. And this card, because there's like tons of information are flowing through right now, this card talks about mysteries and how it's important to keep secrets. So if you were standing and looking at something by yourself and the light overhead was broken, then the people across the room from you or outside would not be able to see into the place to where you are. So when the View card comes up, and again, it's associated with the time 9 o'clock, and it's in the reverse position, so this is about the people's situations and things around us. When this card comes up, it's saying that there's going to be secrets that other people are going to be keeping. And we know this. Like, if you've been on the planet at least 15 years, you know that, you know, there are organizations who keep information from other groups and organizations of people. So this is just saying, it's talking about a secret that is being kept by the other people around us. And it can be the government, it can be world organizations, it can be our neighbors, it can be our family. So I have to draw another card, because we were just looking at the planning card and the View card. So it talks about plans, about secrets. So the next card that we're looking at begins now. And that's very crazy, because I'm looking at the Begin card, and it's associated with the time 118, and it is not reversed. It's facing us, and it shows an individual looking at four stones on the ground. There's a big stick that's sticking up out of the air or out of the ground, and it's casting a shadow that points to a fourth stone. And this is basically a sundial, and that this person is looking at a sundial that has a shadow that's pointing to the last stone. And the title for this card is Begin, and this card is facing us. So this is something that these secrets that could end up being kept or getting revealed that we hear about in the news or from the people around us. It doesn't have to be, you know, out there in the government world, in Hollywood or whatever. It can be just closely associated to us. And it doesn't have to be in the window that I'm reading for right now, which is August 24th, 2012, forward into November. It could be 3 years from now. If you're listening to this in archive, this is information that's coming up for you because you are listening to this for the first time in archive, or you're listening to it again as a happenstance, and that you can plan to see some of the things that I've talked about in today's recording or live broadcast happening within the next 90 days. So with the Begin card, it's saying that you can plan to see the stuff start happening in the next day or 2 days. And it's just being validated again because of the Lessons card a couple of cards ago associated with the time 9:27, because of the person that was playing with the handguns. This is stuff that we can start to see the changes that everyone's been talking about happening beginning in the next 2 days or the week. Now, the next card that's up and it's facing us is the study card, and it's associated with the time 8:48. It's not reversed. And the study card shows an individual who's at a table with a chair, alone in a room with a lamp, with a bare bulb. It's not broken. And behind them is a bookshelf that has three shelves that looks like it can take three rows of books, and half the shelf or half the bookcase is filled. So we don't know if this person is taking the books from the bookshelf and reading them and then getting rid of them, or taking the books that they've read and putting them on the bookshelf. That's for you to decide how it's being seen. But this says that with the beginning card and the study card, it's saying that it's time for us to start learning something new, or how to do something new, or start reading, or becoming more versed about something. Maybe we're all going to move to Mars, you know, and that we're going to leave the planet behind and turn into a big farm world, and that only the people who are on Earth are the people who are the farmers, who cultivate the you know, like the livestock and the crops and the fruits and the vegetables and everything. I'm not saying that that's the direction that it's going in. I'm just saying that the time now is to start studying something. So you thought you knew it all with the begin and the study card coming up. This is saying that you're going to be presented an opportunity. Someone's going to invite you to go take a seminar, a class, or you're going to get an advertisement or a reminder about some classes coming up for you. You should not turn it down. This is something that you should go and do. So once the other stuff starts happening, we need to start doing some reading. We need to start attending the classes, start being a little different than how we were, because the new age is beginning, basically. And the next card that's up is the 722 card, and the title for this card, 722, is Attractions. 722, and it's facing us. So this is something that's in our face. This is something that we will be facing, something that we will be doing, or you will be doing if you're listening to this in archive, or you will be doing for you guys who are listening out there in the chat room and here in the queue. This is something that you will be working with, attractions. And it shows two individuals who are holding what looks like either half magnets or half donuts or something. And I designed it to look like magnets. And that they're making a connection, they're completing a circle. If you look to the left and to the right of each individual, one individual to their right has a tree, and the other individual to their left has a tree, but they all also have their own roadways. The trees in the cards represent longevity, experience, maturity. They've been at this thing for a while. There's been growth, growing, process. This talks about us, because the card is facing us, it's facing you, that you're going to be working or connecting with someone who is attracted to you because of the same gravities. You guys are polarized, you have the same polarities, or that you have like an opposite polarity that draws the things that you want to see happen to you. So with the studying, and now we're looking at the attractions card, it says that once we start this process, we crack the first book, we read the first page, and then everything else begins right at that time too. And we've gotten so many starts now cards and definitions and validations that I would say if you get invited over the next week or so, or even the next 2 days, to go and take a class or a seminar, or just, hey, come watch this special on the, you know, like some kind of Discovery Channel or National Geographic or some kind of thing out there, go and do it. Because something will be displayed, something will be shared information-wise that will help you with making a decision about something that will follow immediately afterwards. We're looking at serendipity, synergies, connections being had to where you learn something in 1 minute, and it helps you make a decision the following minute. Now, the next card that's up is the Waze card, W-A-Y-S, and it's associated with the time 9:44, and it is facing away from us, 9:44, yeah, and it's reversed. And just so you guys know, that you can go back to the archives, or you can go to MainStreetUniverse.com and then click on the Horizon Oracle card, and in about 24 hours or 48 hours, I will have a page built there for today's episode, which is August 24th, 2012. And then you can re-listen to the archive to follow along with the images. So the next card that's up, it's in the reverse position, associated with the time 9:44, shows an individual at a crossroads. And this, because the card is facing away from us, we're going to see people around us at crossroads for moving into a new way of doing something. And that you can be, you can find yourself watching the television or at, you know, like at a street somewhere in the city or in your town or something, and that you see someone who's getting ready to cross the street, but they're hesitant, they're cautious, they're not sure. And if you're in that situation to where you see that person trying to cross the road or make the decision to cross or fearful to cross, and then you think about this episode and me talking about the things that I've talked about so far, whatever it is that you see right after that experience of that person at the crossroads will have great influence in your life over the coming day. So this, when the cards are facing away from us, this person is at the crossroads, it talks about people, situations, and things happening around us that will help us make better decisions based on the things and information that come to us, and it's just helpful. Now, with the next card that's up, it's really funny, it's the Synergy card, and I was just talking about that, and it's associated with the time 9:50, and it's reversed, and it shows three people who are walking with a clock. And these are people who are in the right place at the right time. I say, when I describe this card in readings, I say that all these people are having a deja vu experience at the same time. This is very influential. So this talks about you being connected with people around you who are like movers and shakers. So if someone says, hey, I got this great event that's coming up, you should go to it. Now, the next card that's up is the networking card, and it's associated with the time 7:59, and it's in the reverse position. This means that there's another power failure that's going to be coming up, and that it could affect a city, a state, one of those big crazy things like we just had earlier in the spring. But this says that once the power comes back on again, that it's almost like the world as you know it, as we know it, will be changed. So we're done with another episode of Horizon Oracle Journeys, Walking on the Sidewalk. I am Kevin Barrett. I want to thank you guys for listening, and I look forward to being in the show next week. So until next week, I want to thank you guys for listening, and we will see you next week.